Hello, everybody.
Monday, June 14th, 2021. Welcome to another week at CrossFit Lynchpin. If you can see the steam coming up in my video, that's just my coffee right here. Don't mind that. Keeps me fired up. We've got a good one today. First of all, if you're brand new to Lynchpin, or if you just haven't watched the video yet, before you continue watching this video, click on the other video today that is entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. There you go. So watch that, and that will give you all the backstory needed to fully understand and get the benefit out of what I'm about to dive into in this video. And I highly encourage you, watch every daily video of me explaining the workout. I think it will add a lot of value to your experience. Okay, so go watch that if you haven't, and here we go. Workout of the day, CrossFit Lynchpin test number 4, one of the Lynchpin tests, all of which can be found on our website. This one is short and sharp. It is 2 rounds for time, 18 calories on the rower for men, 12 for women, 15 thrusters at 95 pounds for the men, 65 for women, and 12 chest to bar pull-ups. So 2 rounds for time of either 18 or 12 calories in the rower, 15 thrusters, 12 chest to bar pull-ups. Again, short and sharp is what we wanted here. Fran-esque, but with a little bit of a twist. We're reducing the thruster volume, keeping the weight the same. We're reducing the pull-up volume, but making it chest to bar. I mean, the pull-up volume is basically in half. There's only 24 pull-ups here compared to 45 in Fran. But it's the rower. It's the addition of the rower which is going to make this just unique, because you're still getting a pull on the rower, yes, in a different direction, but still a pull, so it's taxing in a way that pull-ups are also. Leg drive is needed, which is also needed on the thrusters as well. So yeah, you're doing less thrusters, but now you're on the rower, and it's just a metabolic total body cardiorespiratory hit that occurs on the rower. And since not everybody, but a lot of people will be able to gut through the thrusters and the pull-ups in a quick, unbroken fashion, the time that you achieve on this workout will be largely determined by how much you want to yank on that rower. And that is just a special treat. So, you're welcome. Kind of an evil cousin of Fran. We, of course, have the calorie conversions in case you're going to do it on something other than a rower so that you can go ahead and, you know, make sense of that. And whatever it is what you do. So for example, it's 18 calories in the rower. If you're using a Rogue Echo bike, it says 1X, meaning same calories. Assault bike, same calories. Concept 2 rower, obviously same calories. Ski erg. For the Concept 2 bike erg, you would take the calories. Let's say that you were a gentleman doing it, 18 per round. It says 1.4. Take the 18, multiply it by 1.4, and that's what you would do in that particular piece of gear. We have a video showing the rowing, the thruster, and the kipping chest to bar pull-up. For this workout, if you're trying to make the decision to go prescribed or scaled, in my mind, you want to know. Now, you can pull the rower so hard that you implode, so that's obviously not a good course of action. But you want to be aggressive on the rower. So if you think you can sustain an aggressive pace and do the 15 thrusters and the 12 chest to bar pull-ups unbroken in the first round, we're not sure what's going to happen in the second round. But if you're like, yeah, I can handle that loading and that volume at a good pace on round number one and be confident that I can get through that, then you're probably where you need to be. Because then you just, you know, you might fall apart a little bit in the second round. The rower's going to feel a lot different. Barbell might hit the ground once, might have to come off the pull-up bar, but those things happen. Those things happen in Fran too, so it's all good. All right, goal times. Super fitness robot time. For men, this is data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. 4 minutes and 55 seconds or less. Women, 6 minutes, 21 seconds or less. More likely time for men, 6 minutes and 40 seconds, around that range, a little more, a little less. Women, 8 minutes, a little more, a little less. Scaled option today. We're keeping the calories in the rower the same. Still 2 rounds, and it's still 15 thrusters, but we lowered the weight, 65 pounds for men, 45 for women. And then instead of chest to bar pull-ups, it's now 12 kipping chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows. But of course, as I've been very vocal about, if you don't have strict pull-ups, you don't want to do kipping pull-ups. So if you find yourself in that camp, your friend will be making the ring rows nice and challenging for you today to develop that strict pulling strength. We've got videos showing a couple different styles of kipping pull-up, the linchpin how to get a pull-up video, and the ring row. And don't forget, as part of your subscription, you get access to Beyond the Whiteboard. Beyond the Whiteboard has fantastic specialty programs, and one of them is how to get your first strict pull-up, and it's excellent. Limited equipment option. Break out the dumbbells for the thrusters. So glorious. And of course, they don't have a rower, so they're just going to heel toe it. Sprint, sprint, sprint. 2 rounds for time, 200 meter run, 200 meter run, 15 dumbbell thrusters, pair of 50s, pair of 35s, and 12 chest to bar pull-ups. And we've got a video showing the dumbbell thruster there. No equipment workout, 2 rounds for time, 200 meter run, 20 jumping air squats, 15 push-ups. I've got a video showing the air squat and the push-up, and for the limited equipment option, a video showing the dumbbell thruster. So today's workout is all about short time domain, high intensity. And if you're thinking, well, is this all we're going to do today? Yeah, that's all we're going to do. But on other days, we're going to go really long. And in other days, we're going to go medium and everything in between. And so if you feel the need every day to just add extra and extra and extra and extra on your plate, it's going to wear yourself down. You're going to be tired. You're going to be overtrained. And when a day like today comes that you're supposed to be able to feel ready to pour your heart and soul into it, you won't be. So I encourage you, just, yep, do this, and you're good to go. Now, there are those among us that would like to do some accessory work. And as I say all the time, accessory work is optional. You don't need to do it ever, not a single day in your life. But if you'd like to, didn't get enough thrusters, hey, we got you covered. So you've got some options today for the accessory work. This is an either-or piece. Either 50 to 75 medicine ball cleans performed in as few sets as possible. We've got a 20-pound ball for the men, 14 for women, and a video. Or, so not both, linchpin barbell complex number 5. Which is keep that barbell loaded to 95 pounds and 65 pounds for time, 25 thrusters, 25 pull-ups. Just as quick as you can, quick as you feel like doing it. Note the time, rest 3 minutes. During that 3 minute rest, go ahead and put 135 on the bar for the gentleman, 95 pounds for the ladies, and then it's 3-2-1 go, 15 thrusters at that heavier loading, and 15 chest to bar pull-ups. Go ahead and stop the clock. Then the second part of the accessory work, the optional accessory work, is some conditioning. You're going to choose one of these items, knock it out, rest 2 minutes, and do it again. Either a 300 meter row, a 200 meter run, or 60 seconds of max effort on the bike. Sounds like a hoot. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the chest and pecs, hands behind stretch, as well as the wall stretch for the leg, both of which have videos, both of which you'll hold 1 to 2 minutes per side. Hope you enjoyed linchpin test number 4. It's a good one, and I will see you back here tomorrow for more fun and games.